You hold in Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Again, we're in the middle of the Gemara, or by Rava, we'll start again from Rava, five lines down. That Rava, Omar Rava says, Taima de Rebbe Nechunya ben Akona. What's the reason of Rebbe Nechunya ben Akona Mehocha from this Pasuk? Again, we had before that Rebbe Nechunya ben Akona, he's the Tana that argues on our Mishnah. He holds that Chayv Krisis also has a loch of Komlai b'drab minei. He says that somebody like does a mazik, if somebody burns somebody field on Yom Kippur, he's also potter from paying back the person the money for it. Because since he's chayiv koris for being over the malacha of Yom Kippur, you say, come of the rabbinate. That's his chiddush. Not like our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says, if you're manis, if you live with your own sister, even though you're chayiv koris, still you have to pay a kenas. So you see that a chayiv koris, that's not enough of a chiv misan to say, come le rabbinate, that you should be potter from paying money. But Rav Nechunya ben Akona holds like that. So Gemara says our mission is not like Rav Nechunya ben Akona. Now the question is, what's the reason of Rav Nechunya ben Akona? So before we had Abaye's reason was, it says Lashon of Osan, Osan. He learns out that Osan b'day Shemayim has the same aloch like Osan b'day Yodim. That was Abaye's pshat. Rav Amar now like this, time of Rav Nechunya ben Akona, Mehocha. The Pasuk says, V'yim helim yalimu amoritz esenei minish. Yeah, see, one of them, move over here, he's just over here. Yeah. Tosik says, "V'imhelim yalimu amoris esenayim minishahu." If the bezdin will not watch this person, take the rise off this person. V'sita mizara l'molch means somebody did a chet of an avoy dezora. He let his kid worship the avoy dezora of molch. So Hashem says, "V'samti ani es ponah bishahu." I'll put myself to take care of that person of a mishpachtoi v'chrati yosoi, and I'll give him chorus. That's what the pasuk says. That Hashem says that Bezdin is supposed to watch over this person that worships Avoy Dezora. That Bezdin is supposed to kill him. In case Bezdin doesn't kill him, Hashem says, I'll take care of it, I'll give him chorus. So therefore, Rav says, Pshat from Nechunya ben Akona is like this. That he darshan this pasuk of Omri Torah, the Torah says, like Hashem is telling us, Koras Shali, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives somebody Koras, which means he takes him away before his time. Also, Rashi learns the Chiddush of Koras is that you and your children will both die. You'll die before 60, like the Pasuk says, Aririm Yiyu, you go without children. So Torah is saying that when Hashem gives somebody Koras, it's Kemisa Shalachem, it has the same Malach as if Bezdin would give you Misa. What does that mean? That Ma Misa Shalachem. Just like we know there's a klal of kom lei b'derab minei. Let's say on Shabbos, somebody goes to his friend's field and burns down his field on Shabbos. So even though you're a mazik, you're ruining his field, but you're also chayiv misa, because you're over the yisav havorah, you're doing one of the ramates melochas. So the klal is, since you chayiv misa's bezdin for burning down his field, you're potter from paying back the money. You don't have to pay him back the money. That's called kom lei b'derab minei. When you have two chiyuvim, we give you the stronger one, not the lesser one. So the stronger one is to be killed, so we only give you the misa and not the mamon. So Rav Nechunya ben Akona holds, not only by a chiyuv misa's bezdin, when bezdin gives a psak, then you have to be killed, but even when you have a chiyuv koris, if you do an aveira, that's mechayiv you koris, also you're potter from paying money. So that's Rav is saying, that's pshat Rav Nechunya ben Akona from this pasuk, that Hashem says, I'll give this guy Koris instead of Mrs. Bezdin. In other words, Koris is like Mrs. Bezdin. That just like Mrs. Bezdin is the Ptur of Chomer b'Rab Minei, is Av Koris Shali, Potem in Atashlumen. The same thing if you do in Aveira, that Yechayev Koris, you don't have to pay money either. That's the pshat from Nechunya ben Akona. Therefore, like in our Mishnah, he argues in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, it says if you live with your sister, if you force your sister, so you have to pay a kenas, even though you chayiv koris. If you live with your sister, you chayiv koris. So our Mishnah argues on the Nechunya ben Akona. But according to Nechunya ben Akona, you'd be potter from paying the kenas. Now the Gemara says, Mayika ben Rav Abaye. What's the difference between Rav's way of learning and Abaye's way of learning? Again, Abaye before learned from the pasuk Osan Osan. Mashma, any type of a misa that you have has a locha like Mrs. Bezdin. So Gemara says, Ike benai, the difference between the two is Zar Shocho Truma. Let's say regular Yisrael goes and eats Truma. You take Truma away from a kohen and you eat it. So really you should be chayiv to pay back the money of Truma. You like stealing Truma from a kohen. But when you eat it, you also chayiv misas b'dei shemayim. For a zar to eat truma, you're not chayiv karus, you're not chayiv misas bezdin. It's called misa b'dei shemayim. It's a little bit different than karus. We'll soon see. So zar shachat truma la'abaya poter. According to Abaya that says of nechunya ben akonis pshat is from the word osin osin. Mashme anything that kills you, you have a p'tur of kamle b'derab minei. So misa b'dei shemayim also yepoter. All the Rava that Rava dashens from this last pasuk that says Koris is like Mrs. Bezdin. So therefore you'll be chayiv, because if you eat truma, you're not chayiv Koris. You only chayiv Misa Pidei Shemayim. Like Rashi says, Zar Shochal Truma, Rashi says, Bemezid. If a Zar of a regular Yisrael eats truma Bemezid, it's Ube Misa Pidei Shemayim. The chayiv is Misa Pidei Shemayim, Velech Bekoris. You're not chayiv Koris. What's the difference between Koros and Misa B'dei Shemayim? Both of them, the pshat is, you'll be killed before your time. So what's the difference? So Rashi learns, Koros is, Hu v'zaron enoshim. You and your children will both be killed out. So if Siv aririm yiyu, you'll be empty, you'll be without children. So if you do a chet that you chayiv Koros, if you live with your sister, or you eat chaylev, then you chayiv Koros means you and your children will be killed. Mashenken, if a regular Yisrael eats truma, he's only chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, which means he'll be killed before his time, but his children not. Such a difference. According to Rava, it's only Koris that has a din like misa's bezdin, that you don't have to pay the money. Mashenken, misa b'dei shemayim, you would be chayiv. Since an afkumin between Abaye and Rava. Now the Gemara asks the question, is it true, al Abaye potter? Is it true that according to Abaye, of a regular Yisrael eats truma, you want to say he's potter from paying back the money, since he's also chayiv misa b'dei shemayim for eating it. Therefore, you would say, "Come le b'derab mineh, we only give you the meat, you only get the misa and not the money." I v'omer Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said a story like this: V'omer Rav Chizda, moi the Rebbe Nechunya ben Akana. He agrees that in this case you would have to pay money. In which case, be'goynev chel by shachaveroi. Let's say you are in chaylev. You have an animal, and you have the chaylev there. Chaylev is the tray for fats that you're not allowed to eat, and if you eat it, you chayiv koros. So what's going to be if you go down to your friend's house, and you steal his chaylev, the yochel, and then you eat it? So by eating it, you chayiv koros feeding it. Now you also have to pay back the money for stealing it. Now do you say, kom le b'derab minei? So the Chizda says, no, you'll be chayiv to pay back the money. Even according to Rav Nechunya ben Akana, when you eat it, you have a chiyuv koros. That there it says, shuchayiv shekvan eschayiv b'gneva koydim shabo l'dayis chaylev. That what? That you chayiv for the gneva first. In other words, when you went down to your friend's house and you picked up that chaylev, that treif of fats, that's when you koiner it. You're a ganef. So at that time, you chayiv to pay back the money. At that time, you didn't eat it yet. You don't have the chiyuv misa. When you eat it later, that's called the second mitzvah that happens later, you chayiv misa for that. But if you had a chi of money from before, the misa doesn't pater, doesn't free you. It only frees you if at the same time, like on Shabbos, you go down and burn down your friend's field. So at the same time when you're doing the malach of burning his field, that's when you're ruining it. So at the same time it happens, then you say comely. But over here, that first you stole it. For stealing it, you chayiv to pay back the money. How much it's worth. Later, when you eat it, you chayiv misa for that. So you don't say comely. So Alma, what do we see from this? The svar is, the meyidna diagbe, the time you picked it up, this chaylev, kanya. Your koina means you have a din geneva. You're a ganef then. You have to pay back the money. Mischayiv benashoi, when do you first have a chi of koris, feeding the chaylev? Lehev yadi ocholai, until later, until you eat it. So since they don't come the same time, you would not say comely b'derab minei. Gemara says, Hochinami, Hovir also should be the same way. In our case, if the Zar goes to Truma, so partially the case is that a regular Yisrael goes to a Kohen's house, and he steals the Truma from the Kohen's house. So the Chura, Be'id no Diagva, at the time when he picks up the Truma, is Kanya. That's when he's Kanya the Truma, it becomes his Truma. That's when he have a Din Ganef on it. That's the time you have to pay it back. Mischayiv benashoi, when are you first chayiv misa b'dei shemayim? Lehev yadi ocholai, until you first eat it later? So again, what do you say according to Abaya? You'd be potter from paying back the money of the truma, no? When you picked up the truma and you first stole it, you're a ganef, you're a robber. you have to pay back the money at that time. When needed later, that's a new action later. That you don't say, come with Rabbinay. So Marian says it's taka true, but Hocha b'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here, that there would be a case that according to Abaya, you would be part of paying back the money, kegoin she'tochav lo'ichaveru le'toichpiv, that somebody else, your friend, picked up the chalif and shoved it down your mouth. Tochvelo, the guy put it into your mouth. So it comes out, you yourself didn't do a ma'aseh geneva. You never picked up this chalif. Your friend picked it up and put it down your mouth. So what are you chayiv from? For eating it. So for eating it, that's when you're having enjoyment. That's like when you're stealing it. At that same time, you also chayiv misa for eating truma. So that would be the case that you'd be potter from paying the money since you have a chayiv misa. The Gemara says no, but saif still, kivon de law say you have to chew it. The havamina is the guy just puts it into your mouth. So still you have to go and chew it. So for a while, you're chewing it, can you? You're a ganef, you're kind of the geneva, b'shas, you're chewing it. When you're chewing the chaylov, then you have a chi of money to pay it back. Mischayev benavshay, when are you chayev misa though for eating it? Loyheve yad abalya, until you swallow it. That's halacha. Whenever you chayev einshim for achila, if you eat chaylov or you eat dam, that the Torah says, you chayev chorus, that's only when you swallow the isa. Before you swallow it, you're not chayev misa. So it comes out, your friend, true, took this chaylov and put it into your mouth. Now really what you should have done is just spit it out right away. Instead of spitting it out, what you did is you start to chew it. By chewing it, you're kinda, you have a din geneva when you start chewing it. So you're a ganef at that time. That time you're not chayiv misa yet. You only chayiv misa later when you swallow it. So again, the chori should not say komlei. You should have a chi of money first, and then the misa comes later. So Gemara says in Echnami, the case is kagoyin she'tochavlo le'toich beis avliya. That your friend, he shoved this chaylev all the way down your throat. Not just into the beginning of your mouth, he put it down to your throat. So Gemara says, still, let's see, but hechi dami, how are we talking about here? So what? Ida motza ladura, if you could like spit it out and return it. So for the Gemara in the header, you're lechuyev to spit it out. And the pshat is lechuyev, then if you don't spit it out, you call the ganef at that time. So again, the chi of money comes first, and the chi of bista first comes later. Let's say the guy put it so far down your throat that you can't return it anymore. You can't spit it up. You can't even vomit it up anymore. Guy mama shoved it all the way down your throat. If so, am I chayiv? So why are you chayiv altogether? You're like an honest. You didn't do anything. Like the other guy did it. So it's a shalom. Machlokes Rishonim, does it mean to say you potter from money only? You don't have to pay back the money? Or does it even mean to say you potter from Easter also? But I call upon you, if you're not doing anything, somebody else is shoving it down your throat, and so far down that you can't return it, so am I chayiv? You're not chayiv money for sure here. There's no money involved altogether. There's even a tzad. Rashi learns even, am I chayiv misa onesu? Rashi even learns, you're not even chayiv misa, Rashi learns. You're an honest. So the Gemara says, Loitzrich, you know what we're talking about over here? Loitzrich is the motze ladura adiatchak. We're talking about the guy put it down your throat pretty far down, that you could only vomit it up very hard. So since it's very hard to do it, it's like this. Rashi and Tosfos both speak out like this. Since the guy put it so far down your throat, even if you would choke it or cough it up now, it's not worth a penny. Because something that's so far down your throat is disgusting already, mis, that's not worth a penny anymore. Let's say someone took an apple of truma and shoved it down your throat. So they put it down so far, if you would choke it up, cough it up, it wouldn't be worth anything. So therefore, I'll say, ganef, really, you're not called a ganef for swallowing it. Because for swallowing it anyway, it's not worth anything to the owner. But the pshat is, though, you're chayiv for the nena. You're enjoying it. You're having enjoyment, though. You yourself are having enjoyment from it. So swallow, like, instead of eating supper, you're eating this. So you have to pay back the owner how much enjoyment you had. Not how much the chayiv is actually worth. The apple, let's say, is worth a dollar, let's say. Your enjoyment could only be worth 20 cents. So you only have to pay him back that 20 cents. So this is the chiddush, that since when does the enjoyment come though? The enjoyment comes when you swallow it also, when you swallow it. So when you swallow it now, two things happen. That's when you chayiv misa, and here it's not called an onus, because really you could have coughed it up, and you should have coughed it up. Like you have no head to teach chaylev, or you have no head to teach truma here. So you, I mean, it's truma we're talking about now, and you're a Yisrael, so you have no right to eat this apple of truma, you should have coughed it up. Since you didn't cough it up, you take a chayiv misa. Now the question is, you also chayiv money for the enjoyment you had at the time you swallowed it. So since at the time you swallow it is the chiyuv misa b'day shemayim, according to Abaya, you'd be potter from paying back the money of the enjoyment. Because we would say, come leb d'rabinei. Since at the same time, when you're having the enjoyment, you also have a chiyuv misa b'day shemayim, because you're eating, you're swallowing truma, according to the Chunya ben Akona, the way Abaya learns, you would say, come leb d'rabinei. This is an afkamina. Fighter of Papa, Amar Papa says another case. Like it's talking about, let's say, wine. You had wine of truma that your friend poured the wine down your throat. So pshat is like this. Rashi speaks out. What's easier this way is you don't have to say they shoved it all the way down your throat. Because when wine comes into your mouth, as soon as it enters your mouth, if you'll spit it out now, the owner won't take it back anymore. So in other words, you're not called the gana for the fact you didn't spit it back, because it's not worth a penny anymore. Once they put liquid into your mouth, to me, it's disgusting, nobody would drink it anymore. So therefore, the fact you don't spit it up now, you're not called a ganef. What would you be chayiv for again? Only when you swallow it. When you swallow the wine and you have enjoyment, you're going to have to pay back how much the enjoyment is worth. And at that time, you're also chayiv mises bezdin, feeding the truma. So that's an afkamina. According to Abaya, you would say, come leber rabinei. But according to Rav, no. Rav only says, chorus is komlei. Mashenkin here by eating truma, you only chayiv misa b'day shemayim, not chorus, you don't say komlei. You would have to pay back the value of the enjoyment that you had from it. Rav Ashi is another nafkamina. I'll tell you like this. Again, the original question was, how could you say that if a Yisroel takes truma and eats it, he's potter, the chura when he picks it up, he's chayiv for asaganef when he picks it up? So why should it be potter later when he eats it? So Rav Ashi says, taka true. When he picked up this truma, maybe he has to pay for it. But Rav Ashi yama bezar sho'ocha truma mishaloi. We're talking about a regular Yisrael is eating truma that belongs to himself. In other words, he has his own apple tree, and that's Yisrael. And after he took off the apples, he makes truma. So the truma is still out in his house yet. He didn't give it over to the kohen yet. So it could be there's no issa geneva yet. But he took the truma, and he started to eat it. Now, v'kora shirayim shachaveroi. The chiddush is, while he's eating this truma, he's also ripping somebody else's clothing. He's a mazik. He's ripping somebody else's clothing. Now, if you rip somebody's clothing, you have to pay him. You're a mazik. You ruined his suk, you have to pay him back. But here you would say, come leber d'rabinei. Since at the same time when you're ripping his clothing, you're also eating truma, and for eating truma, you say, yechayiv misa b'dei shemayim. So according to Mechunya ben Akona, you would say, come leber d'rabinei. So this Gemara is a chiddush, you see, doesn't have to be one action. Even though it's two separate actions you're doing. But as long as the two chiyuvim come at the same time, like here, one action you're doing is you're eating truma. You're eating truma, yechayiv misa b'day shemayim, feeding the truma. And you're also doing an action of ripping somebody else's clothing. So if you're ripping somebody else's clothing, you should be chayiv to pay back the money. So we say, no, come leb d'rabinei. Since at the same time both chiyuvim come to you, you can't have two chiyuvim at the same time. We give you the more stricter one and not the less one. Therefore, you only get the chiyuv misa b'day shemayim and you'll be potter. This will be enough kumin. According to Abaya, you would say this. But according to Rav, no. Rav only says the chiyuv koris and not the chiyuv misa b'day shemayim. The Gemara says gufa. We learned before what it said. It said that Amar Rav Chizda said, Moi the Reb Nechunya ben Akona. The Nechunya ben Akona, he himself agrees. Even though he says usually, Chiv Chorus. Pa'am says, Kom le Rabminei, but the Goyin of Chelba Shechaveroi. If somebody steals Chelev, a tray for fats, from his friend, the Ochlan, then he eats it, Shuchayev, that you're going to have to pay back the value of this Chelev. Aye, when you eat it, you Chayev Chorus. That there it is, Shekhvar Neschayev, Begnevon, Koidim, Shiov, Le Deyisa Chelev. That you should know you chayiv for the gneiva when you first picked up the chayiv. And you only chayiv misa later when you eat it. But since they don't come at the same time, you don't say komlei. We say you have two chiyuvim. First you have to pay back the value of the chayiv because you stole it. And later first when you eat it, that's when you have your chayiv karas. So one does not pat to the other. So Mar says, Chura leima pligid rabavin. Let's say the Chura Rav Chizda argues on Rav Avin. Why? To Yom Rabbi Avin, Rav Avin said a sorrow like this. What's going to be if Hazoyre Chetz Metzchilas Arba, Lesoif Arba on Shabbos, you take an arrow and you throw it four amos. You're standing in the Rishus Rabbim, and you have your arrow and you throw it four amos. So Lamaisi, you did a malacha. It's called the malachas of Havaris, Dalad Amos Rishus Rabbim. If he carries something or throws something Rishus Rabbim four amos, Yichayiv Misa. But now, while this arrow was going, the Korah Shirayim Balichosei, while the arrow was traveling, it went through somebody's suit. It ripped a person's suit. So, for ripping the suit, you should be chayiv money. You're a mazik. Lechura, when you chayiv misa, really, when the arrow first lands. So you threw the arrow. In the middle of the way, it went through somebody's suit, and then it landed, 2 minutes later, it landed on the floor. So really, yoni chayiv misa when it lands on the floor. When you chayiv money, when you ripped his clothing. So really, we should say the money comes first, you should have to pay it. Ravin still says, no, you're potter. You know why you're potter? Sha'akira tzarech anocha. Because by Shabbos l'moshul, you only chayiv at the end of the anocha if you first made an akira. It's like one long thing. You have to first pick up the chayfet b'shus rabim, then you throw it, then it lands. So it's called like one long malacha. So therefore, even though you ripped it in between, we look as if like the chayiv misa starts at the beginning when you made the zrika. So the Habermeiner is anything you need to make the end, it's all called part of the Maisa, it's Mechayiv you. Misa. So for the Moria, Hochinam here also be the same thing. Hagbor, Sarach Achilahi. What happened here? You went to your friend's house and you picked up his Chalev to eat it. Now how do you eat it if you don't pick it up? Look, the first thing you have to do is go down and pick up the Chalev and then you put it into the mouth. So Kuru, when you pick it up, true, that's the Gnev when you picked it up, but since you have to pick it up in order to get it into your mouth, and when it's in your mouth and eating it, then you'll be chayiv misa, we should look as if the chayiv misa like starts at the beginning when you pick up the chalev. Just like you say on Shabbos, if you take this arrow and you throw it, we look as if the chayiv misa starts all the way before, from the akira. Since you need the akira for the end hanocha, it's anything that you need for the end. We look as if the chayiv misa starts right now at the beginning. So here also, look, you have to pick up the chalev in order to eat it. So we should look as if the chayiv misa of eating it later, like begins right now from the time you pick it up. So if we look as if the chayiv misa starts now, from the time you pick it up, you'll be potter from paying back money. Because what do you want to be chayiv money? Because you're picking it up now, you're stealing some chalev, this tray for fats. You're stealing right now, but right now should also be considered like the chiyuv misa starts right now. So if the misa starts right now, you potter. So how come here Rav Chisda says yichayiv? Samara says no. Hochi hashtu, what does one have to do with the other? Hosam, I'll tell you, in Rav Chisda's case, in Rav Avin's case, it's very good when you throw something on Shabbos. Iyev shala nocha b'lo yakira. By Hilcha Shabbos, the only way you chayiv b'hanocha, if something lands b'shus rabim, if you first made an akira before. That there's no way to be chayiv on Shabbos unless you first make the akira. You have to first pick it up, if you're in b'shus rabim, you have to make an akira first. First you have to pick it up, then either carry it or throw it down with amis, and then it has to land. But if you didn't make the first akira, you're not chayiv for the anocha. Therefore, since the end hanocha, the landing at the end, needs the beginning that you picked it up, we look as if the chiyuv misa starts all the way from before, because you need it. The hoch over here, when you go to eat this chalev, efshar le'achil b'lo yagbo. It's possible to eat it without you picking it up. How is it possible? If you want to bend down, like what happened? You go into your friend's house, and you see the chalev on the floor or on the table. So you just bend down, put your head down there and eat it there. You don't have to pick it up in order to be chayiv to eat it. So since it doesn't have to be, here we don't consider as if the chayiv misa starts from the time you pick it up. Rest, let him put his mouth there, let him eat it right there, so he can bend down and eat it there. And if anytime, if you would bend down and eat it there, and it's like it true, the chayiv misa and the mum would come together. But in the case here where you first pick it up, that picking up is not part of the chiyuv misa. So therefore we say when you picked it up, you're chayiv as a geneva, you're a ganif, you have to pay the money, and later when you eat it, you first chayiv the misa. Yeah. Right. Inam, another difference is like this. Hossam over there, Iboyili Adura Le Motzi Mahadala. When does Rav Avin say as Alacha? When you throw an arrow. When you throw the arrow, once it left your hand, you can't get it back anymore. You threw it. So there it's a Svarah, since it's Vada, you can end off. Land over there, we consider as if the Chiyuv Misa starts right now. Because right now we see as if the Malacha will for sure take place. Because you can't stop it anymore. But a Hocher over here, when you pick up this Chelev yourself, Motzi Mahadala. If you want, you could stop. Who says you have to eat it? You picked up the Chelev, right? Who says you have to eat it though? So when you pick it up, we don't see for sure it has to be that you're going to eat it. It could be you won't eat it. So therefore, by picking it up, we don't consider right now as if the Chiyuv Misa starts right now. So picking it up is just an action of stealing it. You're stealing it now, you have a Chiyuv money, you have to pay back. Later, when you put it in your mouth and eat it, that's like a new action. But over here, when you take this chet, this arrow, and you throw the arrow, by throwing it, we say, as soon as it left your hand, we see for sure what's going to happen. It's going to end off and land over there. So we see right now, the end will take place. So it's considered as if the end took place right now. Notice that in regard to the Chiyuv Misa, at least, we consider like the Chiyuv Misa begins from now. So if any money that happens in between now and later, we say your potter. Mor says, Mayika ben Hailishna Hailishna. What's the difference between these two svaras? So Mor says, there is a difference. The difference is like this. What's going to be? Hamavir Sakin Rishus Rabim. Let's say somebody's walking on Shabbos and Rishus Rabim holding a knife. You didn't throw the knife. You picked up the knife and Rishus Rabim, and you're walking with it now, Dal Damis. And while you're walking with it, you rip somebody's clothing. So are you potter or not? It's like this. Lahach lishna, according to the first Lashon, the Yarmut that we said, that the reason of Rav Avin why we say kamlei is because you can't have the end hanocha, the end putting down, without the beginning of the picking it up from Lecha Shabbos, for the Easter Shabbos. You have to have the Akira. So if so, Hochinami here also in the same thing. It's not shaykh to be chayiv later when you put it down. Again, you're carrying this knife in the Shas Rabim, and then you put it down. Just for putting it down alone, you wouldn't be chayiv. You're only chayiv because before, 4 hours back, you picked it up. So if the first Svarah was whatever has to be done, we consider like the Chiyuv Misa starts from now. Here also, this has to be done. You won't be Chayiv Misa later for putting it down unless you picked it up now. So you would say, come live the Rabbinei. We would look as if the Chiyuv Misa begins now from the time you picked it up. But according to the second Lashon though, but Lahach Lishna Diyamrit, Loi Motzi Mahadalo, that the difference was when you throw the arrow, there once you threw it, you can't stop it. It's like for sure going to take place. That was the svar why right now we look as if the Chiyuv Misa starts. We look as if the Hanoch is here right now. But Hoch, in our case, you can't say that svar. Because here, what are you doing? You have the knife in your hand, and you're walking through the Shisrabim. Any second, if you want, you could stop. It doesn't have to go Dal Damas. You could stop right now. So we don't know for sure the Malacha will take place. Hoch, Motzim Adalo. Here, you could stop. So since you could stop over here, you would not say, come live the Rabbinei. We would not be able to see as if the end takes place right now. So therefore, when you pick up this knife, there's no Chiyuv Misa. When you're walking 2 feet, there's no Chiyuv Misa yet. So if you rip somebody's clothing, you'd have to pay him the money, how much the suit is worth. Because the Chiyuv Misa first comes later when you continue walking and put it down. Alright.
To enter. Smer says, Gufa. We learned before, Omer Rav Avin. Rav Avin says that Hazorah Chetz Metchilas Arba L'Soif Arba V'Korah Shiroyim Balichosa Yispoter. If on Shabbos somebody takes a bow and arrow and he throws the arrow 4 amis through the Rishus Rabbim, and while it's going through the Rishus Rabbim, it also rips somebody's clothing. So we say, Potter, you don't have to pay the money of the suit that you ruined. Even though Lechura, first you ruined the suit, when the arrow ripped the suit, that's when the Chiyuv money comes. And Lechura, the Chiyuv Misa only comes later when the arrow lands by the Abshas Hanocha. But the Abshat is Sheakira Tzorech Hanocha. He, that since you only Chayif at Hanocha when it lands, if you first made an Akira, like from Lecha Shabbos, you're only chayiv if you made an akira first. So therefore, we look as if the chayiv misa life begins from the beginning of the melacha, or whatever has to be for the end, the chayiv misa. We look as if the chayiv misa starts from the beginning of what has to take place. So since the akira at the beginning has to take place, we look as if when you first picked up that arrow, as if right then the chayiv misa begins. So when you threw the arrow and in between it ripped somebody's clothing, we say yapota kom lebe the rab minei. The Gemara Mosir Rav Bivi Barabaya. He has the kasha now. It says aloha Gemara Barabasra, Gemara Shabbos, that hagoynef kiss b'Shabbos. If somebody steals a wallet on Shabbos, you steal a kiss, is chayiv. Shno, you have to pay back the money. Whatever it's worth, you stole $100, you have to pay back $100. Why? Because when you pick up the pocket, the wallet, you're a ganef. Like hagboh is kind of b'chol makom. So if you went down to your friend's house and you stole his wallet, you picked up his wallet and put it into your pocket. So as soon as you picked it up, you're chayiv for a ganef. So you have to pay back the money. When you chayiv misa skila for Shabbos, first later when you carry it outside, so that comes later. So therefore we say you chayiv to pay the money. What about toyim megarav yotzei? Let's say you were dragging it. You stole, let's say, a bundle of money.